الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Do we have sisters upstairs, brother? Wa alaikum assalam. Are there sisters upstairs? Yeah? Inshallah. It's true, inshallah. So welcome, brothers and sisters, once again, inshallah, to our last session of Short Course 1. Inshallah, in this session, we will cover two more lessons, lessons 18 and 19. Inshallah, we'll have some chance of revision as well of some of the concepts that we have covered throughout this course. And then, inshallah, I'll also talk about, in the end, how to move forward. So, what people need to do to move forward, inshallah. Okay, so let's start, brothers, inshallah. So in these two lessons, what I'm going to do is I'll keep quiet most of the time. So I will let you interpret, inshallah, what apply the grammar rules and so on. Since this is the last class, consider it as a quiz as well. Obviously the translation will be here. And then you can take it from there, inshallah. So this is a dua that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, his best of his companion, to pray or to supplicate at the end of the prayer. So in the tashahud, after the durud, there are, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray as many duas as you can. So he used to prolong the tashahud actually. You don't need to stop just by saying Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah or Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. As long as the imam is sitting there, so you can keep praying, keep making the supplications as much as you can. But this dua has been taught to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite himself in his prayers. And you will be amazed actually if you're already practicing it, then you would know what the meanings are, the translation is. But if you just look at the translation and look at who is advising who, this is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So you know, if he's advising Abu Bakr Siddiq, what about us? We are in no place, if you like. So without actually showing you how does it look like, I will, as I said, ask you actually to break it down. Allahumma, O Allah, we have done that many times now. Inni, can you make the TPI points? TPI sides, all brothers, inshallah. Yes, inni. And how do you break it? Inni. So, what's the breakdown here? Inna and then ni at the end. So, inni, it became just like inna hu. What you're saying is inna. Inna mean indeed. Inna hu, indeed he. Yeah. Inni, indeed I, or indeed me. So inni, indeed I, valamtu. TPI sign. Valamtu. Quickly. Very good, mashallah. And it's on the pattern of, so use our template. Fa'ala. Yeah, okay, you can make the Zalama table. Very good. Try to make Zalama table. No? Fa'ala. So, Zalama. Zalamu. Zalamta. Zalamtum. Zalamtu. Yes. I wronged. Yeah. Zalamta. Zalama, he wronged. Yeah, valamu, they wronged. Valamta, you wronged. Valamtum, you all wronged. Valamtu, I wrong. And what will be last? Valamtu, after valamtu? Valamna. Yes, very good, mashallah. Now this is what? Which tense is this? This is past tense. Yeah? You didn't take your tea today, yeah? Look a bit tired, inshallah. Okay, so this was past, and what would be the mudari here? What is the mudare? Zalama. Yadlimu. Very good. So which pattern is this on? How did you figure out it's yadlimu and not yadlamu? Very good. But how did you figure out? Yeah, because we did it. Yes, we did this table. Very good. Baraba yadribu, zalama yadlimu. Very good. So Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Nafsi. Yeah. Nafsuhu, nafsuk, nafsuhum, nafsuka, nafsukum, and so on. So nafsi, myself, zulma. And this is the zulm, the last verbal noun, which is the sign, zulm. And kathira. Kathira, we've done this before. Lot, excessive. Yeah. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed I have wronged myself with excessive wrongs. What does that mean? So, it's the verb is followed by the verbal noun. To emphasize. It's like saying lots of zulm. So, I have wronged myself. So, this is the whole table that we were talking about. As I said, I'm not showing you this because this is like a quiz. So, zalamtu is here. So, nafs, nufus, anfus. And this is the jama mukassar, which is the broken plural. We have learned before. Kathira. Kathira is probably the new word. We haven't covered this, but this is a very common one. Zulman kathira. Many excessive wrongs. Or I have wronged myself too much. So what does mean? Verb is followed by a noun, which means I have wronged. You know, it's emphasis, yeah? So wrong too much. I have wronged myself too much. Or I have done too much zulm on me. Okay, so, and continue the dua. Wala yaghfiru. Wala. Yes, everyone is happy with this. Wa la and not yaghfiru. Which table is this? Quickly. It's here, sign is here. Which table is this? So what are the root words, root letters? Ghafara. Very good, mashallah. So can you make the whole table? Yes. Very good. Yes. Very good. MashaAllah. Very good. Yes. 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 La taghfiru. Ghafir. Yes, very good. MashaAllah. So this table, we have done this before. And none can forgive al-dhunub. Al-dhunub is singular or plural? So this is a noun. It's singular or plural? It's written here, yeah? You should be able to say plural. So what's the singular of this? What's the singular? Single sin. Huh? Zunub is the plural. What's the singular? Say that again. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambin. Exactly. Zamb. Zamb is the singular and zunub is the plural. Again, this is a broken plural form. Illa anta. Illa, we have done many times, except you. So, and none can forgive my sins or none can forgive the sins except you. Wala yaghfiru. And this is the breakdown. This is the ghafara table. And this is maghfira by the end. Yeah. Ghafir maghfur maghfira. Zambun and zunub. Okay, so these are the new plurals. So one form of making plurals. Zam, zunub, nafs, nufus, bait, buyut. Yeah, so this is one form of making plural in Arabic. That all of these are broken plural. Remember, there's only jama salim, which is the solid plural. You have one rule, which is adding un and in at the end. The broken plural have many different forms. And one of the forms is like this. So, Zam, zunub, nafs, nufus, and you can see there's a waw is being added here in the end. So, inshallah. So, wala yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Faghfir li. Okay, who will break? Break it down. So, faghfir. Brothers, you haven't said anything. Inshallah. Break it down. First, the first thing that you need to take away. How many? How many words here? fa, very good. Fa. That's the table is the same, but which form? Very good, mashallah. What is this here? Imperative. What is it? So it will be? No. Ighfir. Very good, mashallah. So ighfir, fa aghfir. So it is fa ighfir. So forgive us. Ighfir is imperative. We are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you combine ighfir with the fa, according to the tajweed rule, it became faghfir. Faighfir became faghfir. Yes? It's the same as Rabbi ja'alni. So now Rabbi ja'alni, it's Rabbi ij'alni. So when you combine it, when you read it in one, so it becomes Rabbi ja'al. Yeah? So that's how you combine. This is tajweed rule. Faighfir becomes faghfir. Okay, li, one of the very first lessons. La and li means for. Make the table. Lahu, lahum. Laka, lakum. Li, lana. So for me. So forgive me my sins. Or forgive me, and remember the translation, the rules of the translation. Forgive me maghfira. It's the same table again. Yeah, maghfira is the verbal noun. The last one. Ghafara. غفر غفروا غفرت غفرتم غفرت غفرنا يغفر يغفرون تغفر تغفرون أغفرون أغفروا اغفر اغفروا لا تغفر لا تغفروا غافر مغفور مغفرة. So مغفرة means forgiveness. فاغفر لي مغفرة من from عندك. This is a new word, but this is a common one. عند means with, yes, or near, yeah, in near you or with you. So this is a common question. If you go to Middle East, they will ask you, "Kam real indak?" How many real you have? Yeah, "Kam dollar indak?" So they'll ask you this. Indak, I mean, how many have you have? Yeah. So indahu, and you can make the same. Indahu, indahum, indaka, indakum, indi, indana. So indik maghfiratan min indik, out of your forgiveness. Warhamni. Okay, brother, now you should be able to break it down. Warhamni, how many constructs? So, first of all, which one you take away? Wa, okay, take away the wa, which means and. Then? What's the table? What's the root letters here? What's mercy? Allah is Rahim. Allah is Ar-Rahim. Allah is Ar-Rahman. Raham. Yeah? Rahima. Remember? We did this. Rahima. Sami'a patron. Sami'a yasma'u. Rahima. Yarhamu. We did this. This is the table we did. Rahima, Rahimu, Rahimta, Rahimtu. Rahimtu, Rahimna, Yarhamu, Yarhamuna, Tarhamu, Tarhamuna, Arhamu, Narhamu, Irham, Irhamu, La Tarham, La Tarham. So, Warhamni, Wa Irham, Irham, Ni. Okay, remember Ni, when you, it's just like Li, you just added Ya at the end. But if it is a verb, then you have to add Ni. Khalaqta Ni, you created me. Yeah, Khalaqta Ni. Allah, you created me. So, فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. So, forgive me my sins out of your forgiveness and have mercy on me. غَفَرَ يَغْفِرُ وَيَغْفِرْ. So, that's, inshallah, you can... عِنْدَ. عِنْدَ means near. Like, if I say... Kam real indak? How many reals do you have? Or kam real? Kam dollar indak? Indaka, yeah. So indaka, you don't say indaka, you say indak. Indahu, near him. Indahum, near them. Indaka, near you. Indahum, near them. Indi, near me. Indana. So near is like, you know, one translation, but you can make other translations, similar translations. Yeah. Clear? And similarly here, you know, اغفر, ارحم, اهدي, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The same pattern, ارحم, ارفع, اجبر, ارزق, عافي. اجبر mean fulfill my loss. I can't remember the exact English word for it. Ujbur, like, you know, if you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover your loss. Ujbur. Ujburni. Urzuk, provide me, give me risk. Afi, forgive me, or protect me. So, remember this dua, inshallah, it's very beautiful. Innaka, so it's the same, we have done this before. Innahu, innahum, innaka, innakum, again. Inni, you did before, inni, now this is innaka. So this is same thing that you're doing. That's why practice is very important, you know. It looks very simple, but when you're reading in Quran and duas and so on, the practice was all about that you are quickly able to relate it back to what you have learned. Yeah? Anta, yeah? Huwa hum anta antum. Very first one. Al-Ghafoor, Ar-Rahim. Most forgiving and most merciful. Okay. So, anyways. So, this is plural forms. We have done this before. Remember this dua, as I said, and inshallah, this is a very powerful dua. And just imagine that Prophet ﷺ taught this dua to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What are we? We are no comparison. So let's look at the grammar, inshallah. I will come back to it to do the complete revision, inshallah, in the last one. But I'm going to skip this. So last time, remember we started doing some verbs which have special form. And what was speciality about them? So how many forms of verbs we have done? Three or four? What do you mean by three? Say it. It's all right. Yeah.
The other one is
So fa'ala is our template.
Yes.
Keep it aside. Okay. Fa'ala is like, if rather than telling you first letter, second letter, third letter, I use letter fa, letter ayn, letter lam.
Yes.
Okay. So leave fa'ala around. After fa'ala, we did four patterns, and they are فتح يفتح نصر ينصر ضرب يدرب and finally سمع يسمع. Very good. Okay, so there are actually six, but in this course we have done four. Yeah, these are the most common ones. And amongst these four, the most commonly occurring one in the Quran is the most common pattern of the verbs in Quran is which one? نصر ينصر. Okay, Nasara Yansuru is the most common one. You will see most verbs is on this pattern. Now, this is four. Last time, we added an exception rule. And what is the exception rule? You didn't look at your notes, yeah? No homework. So, what's the weak letters? Remember the Huruf Illa, Huruful Illa? Alif, Waw, Ya, yeah? Why are they called Illa? Alil? They're sick letters, yeah? Yeah? A, U, E. Yeah? That's how the sick person would make sounds. A, U, E. And that's how they make the sounds, yeah? A, U, E. So, what we said is that if in the first three root letters, any of the letter within the first three root letter is one of these, then there will be some changes in the pattern. Okay, why? Because they are weak letters, they tend to replace each other. Yeah, so alif will be replaced, you will see sometimes with ya will be replaced by wa, and so on. So last time we did a couple of verbs. One was wa'ada. Now where is the weak letter? Wow is the weak letter, and it was the first letter of the verb. So wa'ada became Ya'idu. Yes. Wa'ada, wa'adu, wa'atta, wa'attum, wa'attu, wa'adna, ya'idu. Now, what should it have been if we apply the same? It should have been yu'aidu. Exactly. Yeah? Yu'aidu would have been the same as, or yu'a'adu. That will be fataha yaftahu. So, wa'ada ya'idu. That's on the daraba yadribu pattern. So, waw got replaced. Waw went away when you made the mudare. I'm just telling you this, that so it's clear. So, it's called the weak letters. When you have weak letters, not exactly the same rules apply. And it makes sense actually, because yu'aidu, saying yu'aidu is difficult. Ya'idu is easy. Yeah? But you need to understand what the rule is being applied. What rule is being applied. Now, today inshallah, we'll take the second, which is the same pattern, and very, very important verb. It happens in Quran about 2000 times. It's actually one of the most frequent verbs in the Quran. If not the most, it probably is the most frequent verb in the Quran. Qala. Okay? And all of these forms are used in Quran. So very important. Pay some attention, inshallah. Do some practice here. And don't forget. So qala means, he said, qala. Qala Allah Ta'ala. Yeah? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said. Qala qalu. Repeat with me. Qalu. Qala he said. Qalu they said. Qulta. You said. It's not now qalta. See? It's not qalta. It's qulta. Is it easy to say qalta or qulta? Exactly. Qulta you said. Qultum you said. You all of you said. Qultu I say. I said. Qultu I said. Qulna we said. Wa idh qulna lil malaikati isjudu. Now qulna here is the royal us form, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to himself, he says qulna. It's like royal. So qala yaqulu. It should have been, if we use the same qaf alif lam, so it would have been yuqalu. Yeah, it's not yuqalu, it's yaqulu. So alif got replaced with waw. Yes? Is it easy, brother? Say if it's difficult, then we can repeat inshallah. So qala yaqulu. Yaqulu he says. Yaquluna they say. Taqulu you say. Taquluna you say. Yeah, and aqulu I say. Yeah, how in what Imam says at the end of the first khutbah, aqulu qawli hadha. Yeah, aqulu qawli hadha. I say this saying. So aqulu naqulu. Aqulu I say, naqulu we say. Naqulu we say. Yeah. What's in Surah Qaf? Subhanallah. ونقول لجهنم هل امتلأت ونقول لجهنم هل yeah sorry anyways so يقول أقول نقول قل قل means say قل يا أيها الكافرون قل أعوذ برب الفلق and it's here. Now here you say the alif got away completely, it ran away. So قل yeah قل say قولوا say. Yeah, qulu. All of you say qulu. Qulu aslamna. All of you say we submitted. Qulu aslamna. So and la taqulu, la taqul, la taqulu. Don't say, don't say. Yeah, qail, the one who says. Yeah, and this is not existing, non-existent. Maqul if you want to make it, but because, you know, it's not how who you act upon. So to say, and it doesn't make sense. Yeah, qail. Now in Surah Yusuf, when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala say, qala qailum minhum. Yeah, or also in Surah Al Kahf, qala qailum minhum kam labithtum. You know, one of them said, how long did you sleep? So qail, the one who says, and qaul. Qaul is to say. So this, brothers, let's do it very quickly, inshallah, in Arabic. Qala qalu. Qulta qultum. قلت قلنا يقول يقولون تقول تقولون أقول نقول قل قولوا لا تقل لا تقولوا قائل داش قول. Yeah. So inshallah, as I said, this is the most frequent verb, if I'm not wrong, in the Quran. So pay some attention to it. Very, very important. And just by the way, qila. Qila is another very commonly occurring. So qila is the passive voice. We haven't done passive voice in this course. The passive voice is in short course too. But just by the way, qala yaqulu qul qila. The point here they're saying is that these weak letters, they keep on replacing each other. Similarly, on the same pattern, qama. Qama yaqumu. Qama means he stood. Okay, so let's do it in Arabic only, inshallah. Qama qamu. Yeah. Qumta qumtum. Qumtu qumna. Yaqumu yaqumuna. تقوم تقومون أقوم نقوم قم قوموا لا تقم لا تقوموا قائم داش قيام قيام. Yeah. What is it? وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. Yeah. So it's the same on this pattern. No, أقيموا is no, that's aqama, that's from aqama, that's advanced form. Yeah, aqama yuqim, that's different. But anyways, men, sorry, kum fanzir, exactly, mashallah. Okay, so very, very quickly, brothers, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates some people with this Quran and abases others. So it's very easy, you know, this is a time when we are abased, and that's why, because we have left the Quran. This is as simple as this one. Come back to this book, inshallah, and, you know, make effort, because there are so many out there who are so much away. We need to come back to this book, and inshallah everything will be. And not only that, I mean, it's success, you know. If you read today's success literature, which is, you know, how to succeed, there are hundreds of literally hundreds, thousands of books on this subject, how to become successful, and very popular, like, you know, people really buy them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, you know, all of this in this beautiful book that we have just left behind. So bring that into our life. This is our target, inshallah. This is the vision, to not just take Quran, the barakah of Quran in literal sense, but also really bring the barakah. Now, barakah is not only, you know, just keeping it in the house and the evil or the jinns will not come in, even though they come in the masjid. But the barakah is in a greater sense, inshallah. Okay, brothers, we are getting there almost. Alhamdulillah. So far we have done 117 words, which repeat about 38,000 times. So again, I'm not going to go through it. You are going to do it for me, inshallah. My hand is tired, brothers. This one, so I need to hold this. And this, you know, you need the other one. Yeah, that's much easier. Okay, so again, two more supplications. Very, very common. This is from Quran. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Break it down. Rabbana. This is one of our very first lessons. Can you do the whole table? Very good. Very good. Rabbuna, our Lord. Yeah? Rabbuna, our Lord. Now, why it is Rabbana and not Rabbuna? We're not covering it here, but Rabbana, when it starts, it says, add a word before O. O, our Lord. So, Rabba, when you say Rabbana, when you start, obviously, when also, it's an objective form. So, there is a subjective form and objective form. We haven't covered this, so inshallah, don't worry. Okay, Atina. We haven't done this verb before, but can you break it? Should be able to. Atina. Okay, so what's the first one? You just said it. Ati. Yes, ati. Okay, can. So, and it's which form? TPA sign? No. It should be common sense because you see, you just say irham ni. Similarly, irhamna. Arhamna, yeah? So, ati na. Ati na. Give us. Ati. It's from ata. Ata, atau, ataita, ataitu, mataitu, ataina. Ya'ti, ya'tuna, ta'ti, ta'tuna, ati, nati. And ati. Here. Okay. Ati na fi. We know this. Ad-dunya. Dunya is like from adna. So, from asghar, you have sughra. Yeah? Asghar is the masculine and the feminine would be sughra. Similarly, akbar, kubra. You know kubra? If I ja atit ta'amatul kubra. So, akbar is big, yeah, but in feminine. So, if you want to say something big in, masculine. So, if you want to say something big for feminine, it would be kubra, sughra. This is the names we have in our countries, I don't know. In Pakistan, we have this common name. Kubra and Sughra. Used to be, not anymore, by the way. Hasana. And Hasana is? Hasana. Yes. And it is, meaning is, which is good, yeah? So, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. Atina, as I said, aqimu salata wa atu zaka. So, it's from the advanced form. Akbar kubra, asghar sughra, adna dunya. Yeah, same pattern. Dunya adna is near, and dunya is also the one that is nearer. So dunya is nearer or smaller. So in front of akhira is far away. Yeah? Adna is or dunya is near, and this is called dunya. This world life is called dunya. It also means little, very little. So Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana and hasana and hasana from hasan and hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. And there, you know, when you say Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, it's not only my job, my better car, better houses and so on, but also, you know, if I get better prayer, khushu in my prayer, you know, all the good deeds are all hasana in dunya, all the hasana that will take me in the higher grades in the hereafter. وَفِي akhirati hasana, and in the hereafter hasana. Akhir, akhir is last, akhira is hereafter. Hasana again, and plural is hasanat. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Who will break this? Challenging. Okay, say, tell me. So, break it down. How many? Wa. Again? No. There is wa, so you've separated the wa. Kini? If you say kini, then where is the na? Kini na, then it doesn't make sense. So, qi, you're almost there. Just qi. Just the letter qaf. With zair, qi, okay, and this is from the verb waqa, waw qaf ya. Now here, can you tell me what's special about this waqa? Is that only speciality? Waw qaf ya. So there are two weak letters. Okay, these are very very special verbs. Which have two weak letters, one at the beginning, one at the end. And qi is imperative, which means waw and ya both ran away. Weak letters both ran away. Waqa, yaqi, and qi. Yeah? So, waqina. So, save us. And save us, adab an-nar, from the punishment of an-nar, the fire. These are new words, but very commonly used, adab and nar. So, everyone knows this. Okay, as I said, I'm not going to go into detail. So, this dua, after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so now we finish the prayer, everything is finished, these two duas were, that you can use in your tashahud. After dua, after prayer, say salam, then make this dua, which is Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Beautiful dua. And even when you're saying salam, remember what you have to do. Look here on your right shoulder. Feel that, you know, there's an angel here who's going to be writing your good deeds. Assalamu alaikum. Look here, there's another angel. So even when you're saying salam, everything now we have connected imaginations, we have feelings. So now you have whole prayer in this course that we did, starting from Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And straight after this, this dua, Subhanallah, you just finished, and the first thing that Prophet ﷺ used to say was, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, 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 three times. Which means that, you know, no matter how much effort do we put in our prayers, we're going to make mistakes. We're not going to be perfect. So we ask, we seek Allah's forgiveness for that. And this is a very nice dua, brothers. You know, memorize it if you haven't already. Which means that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me in your zikr and in your shukr and in doing the ibadah in the best possible form. Husni ibadatik. Because, you know, this is the first thing. Dua, everything, anything that you have difficulty with, especially, you know, implementing this. You know, usually we make du'as only for our worldly matters. But really, I have practiced this, you know, I have a personal experience. Obviously, you need to have the strong desire. You need to have this feeling that, you know, we have this sickness. Start making the du'a and you will see how it improves. Allah's help is near, brothers. You just need to face towards Him. Start walking towards Him. He comes running, subhanAllah. I mean, it's just amazing, you know. He always loves us more than what we love Him. So anyway, Allahumma, O Allah, a'inni, it's here, a'inna, a'inni, a'innahu, a'innaka, a'innahum, and you can make the whole table, a'inni, help me, ala zikrik, on your zikr, zikrika, wa shukrika, wa husna ibadatik. So this is very easy one. A'inni, we don't need to go into this detail. Okay, so inshallah we're getting there, and this is our last lesson. Okay, so once again, remind me this table, we have to return back to this table, okay? This table I will just show you after finishing this. So what are we doing? Here is another most frequent verb. So what was the most frequent verb in Quran? Qala. Yeah. The second most frequent is probably kana. I have to confirm. But this comes about 1361 times. So together qala and verb kana comes about 1300, about total how many? 3000 times. Out of 78,000, 3000 are just these verbs. And you know, and this is, you know, commonly used, kanu yakdhibun bima kanu ya'malun wa ma kanu bima kanu yafsuqun, and all of this. Kana, kanu, kunta, kuntum. These are commonly occurring words at the end of the ayat. This is what we call okay, let's do the verb first and then we'll come to it. What was the point here? He is, he was. Yeah. So kana means he is, he was. Yeah. Kana means was. Kana is was, but he, like kana, he was. You know, just to make it differentiated from there. So kana, he was. Yeah. Kanu, they were. Kunta, you were. Kuntum, you all were. Kuntu, I was. Yeah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. Kuntu min al-zalimin, I was. Kunna. Kunna means, this should have been shadda. So kunna. So it will combine two noons together, it will become a shadda. Kunna, we were. And the present tense is yakunu. Yakunu, he is. Yakununa, they are. Takunu, you are. Takununa, you are. Akunu, I am. Nakunu, we are. Kun, be. Yeah, kun fayakun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said be and it became. Yeah? Yakun. Kun be. Kunu be. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Bani Israel, Kunu qiradatan khasi'in. All of you become monkeys. Yeah? Kunu qiradatan khasi'in. So kun kunu. La takun la takunu. Ka'in, the one which becomes. And what is the, what will be, if I apply, this is very interesting, if I apply the feminine rule, what will be the feminine of Ka'in? Ka'ina, very good. And what is the plural of Ka'ina? Ka'inat. You know what is Ka'inat? What is Ka'inat? You don't know this? Really? Okay. People from India would know, inshallah. You know, brother? You don't know? Okay. Kainat means universe. Yeah, all of this is called Kainat. This is a common name, by the way, of girls as well. So people make this. Anyway. So Kain, the one that becomes. So Kainat is this, the whole universe. And Kaun, to be. Kaun. Kaun? Oh, sorry. Kaun, to be. Count to be, yeah. And similarly, we haven't been doing this feminine gender. So, huwa qala hiya? Hiya? Qalat, very good. And huwa yaqulu hiya? Taqulu. Similarly, huwa kana hiya? Kanat, yeah. Maryam alayhi salam, qanat taqiyya. Anyway. Forgot the verse anyway. So, kanat. Huwa kana hiya kanat. Huwa yakunu hiya takun. Okay, let's do it once more only in Arabic. Kana kanu. Kunta kuntum. Kuntu kunna. Yakunu yakununa. Takunu takununa. Akunu nakunu. Kun kunu. La takun la takunu. Okay, Kain dash Kaun. Kaun. Very good. Okay, and just a point here, when it comes Kana, this table, when it comes with Mudare, for example, Ya'malu. Ya'malu means he does. Amila. Amila Ya'malu. So when it becomes Kana Ya'malu, it becomes past continuous. So if I want to say he was doing, then Kana Ya'malu. Or he used to do. He used to do. Kanu ya'malun. They used to do. Kunta ta'malu. You used to do. Or you were doing. Kuntum ta'malun. You were doing. Kuntu a'malu. I was doing. Kunna na'malu. We were doing. Okay. And remember this rule that kana means was, but whenever it comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Jalla, Jalaluhu, then it is always is. Wa kana Allahu aliman hakima. Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. So only this is an exception, that when it comes with kana, comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's translated as is. Okay, similarly on this patron, taba yatubu. Just by the way, you see here, nasara yansuru, the patron is the same. The only difference is that it has got, this verb has got one of the weak letters. Yeah. So let's do this here. Taba tabu. Tubta tubtum. Tubtu tubna. Yatubu yatubuna. Tatubu tatubuna. Atubu natubu. Tub tubu. La tatub la tatubu. Ta'id. Yeah, dash tauba. Yeah. Okay, and similarly there are the two Rabbi zidni ilma. Now zada. From zada it became zid. Yeah, zada zadu zitta zittum zittu zidna yazidu yaziduna tazidu tazeeduna azidu nazidu zid zidu. Similarly, waqa, I did explain to you this before. Okay, brother. So alhamdulillah, we're almost getting there. Before I do this, just to show you this table. Now, all the forms. Let's look at all of the forms that we have done so far. And there is a very easy way to remember it. Okay. So repeat with me, inshallah. It will take only maybe 3 minutes. And with 3 minutes exercise, you will be able to I'm just going to give you a mnemonic here. This brother has made this mnemonic very interesting. So remember these patterns we have done? Fataha yaftahu nasara yansuru daraba yadribu samia yasmau. Yes? Also we did waada qala da. What is speciality about this? Here the weak letter is the first. So there are verbs where there will be weak letter on the first letter. There are in the middle, or it can be at the end, like da, da yadu. So how would you remember this? And amara. What is special about amara? There is a hamza here. Okay, so it can be hamza here as well. Dalla. What is speciality about dalla? This is, by the way, in the second course. But dalla is the two same letters. The three root letters here are dad, lam, and lam. So it became dalla. And there are many words in this pattern. Dalla, dhanna, and so on. So how would you remember this? Okay, that's how. Remember this. If you open, that is Fataha, the book of Allah, Allah's help, Nasara, will come. Otherwise, you will get hit. Daraba. So listen, Sami'a. This is the promise, Wa'ada of Allah, which He has said, Qala in Quran. Then call upon, make dua to Allah, that we follow His commands, Amara. Otherwise, we will go astray, Balla. Okay, just remember this sentence. Very easy. So if I open the book, Fataha, Allah's help will come, Nasara. Otherwise, we will get hit, Baraba. So listen, Sami'a. This is the promise, Wa'ada, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is how He has said it, Qala, in the Quran. So call upon Him or make dua that we follow His command, Amara, otherwise we will get astray, Balla. So if you just memorize this one sentence, this covers all the forms. Yeah? If I open the book of Allah, then help will come, Nasara, and otherwise we will get hit, Baraba. So listen, Sami'a. What is it? This is the promise, Wa'ada, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has said it in the Quran, Qala. So make dua, da'a, that we follow His commands, Amara, otherwise we will get astray, Dalla. So very simple, inshallah. This is in the notes. Just go there, you know, revise it a few times, and inshallah you will be there. Now, let's conclude with this beautiful hadith. وعن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who was devoted to the Quran will be told on the day of resurrection, recite and ascend in ranks as you used to recite when you were in the world. Your rank will be at the last ayah you recite. And this is for who? Sahib al-Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among the Sahib al-Quran. Now Sahib al-Quran, it usually people say it's only the Hafiz. It's not Hafiz. And just by the way, how many, you know the difference between the two ranks in Jannah? According to the hadith, one of the hadith, the difference between two ranks is as you see from earth, the first heaven. That's how the difference between two ranks is. And that's why some of the scholars say there are more than 6,000 ranks of Jannah, because there are more than 6,000 ayat of the Quran. Wallahu alam. We don't know. We can't really appreciate that, you know, we can't understand, comprehend the beauty of that. But you see, this is how important it is. And Sahib is the one who is, Sahib literally means companion. Now this word is used for one Sahabi in the whole Quran. Who is he? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْغَارِ. So when they were in cave of Sur, so he said to his Sahib, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know how Abu Bakr Siddiq was. For Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was real Sahib. You know, he devoted all of his life, everything, the wealth, the, you know, his physical abilities, his mental abilities, everything he gave to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was the Sahib. So we need to devote everything to Quran to become to that level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those, and that includes obviously understanding it, reciting it, memorizing it, and propagating it, all of it. And so, but the reward is very, very high, brothers. And our excuse always is busy, 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 you know. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Now, the point is that you have taken the first step. Okay? This first step was, ideally, we should have been able to do this course in 10 hours. Yeah? That's what I originally advertised. But because brothers and sisters wanted me to slow down a little bit, so, you know, we slowed down. But the point is that if you spend 200 hours, you should be able to complete the whole Quran. And imagine, you know, you have the full understanding of the whole Quran, just like, you know, we did this short course one. So what you need to do now is, first of all, I'm just going to give you a few handouts, which is a vocabulary card that you can fold and keep in your pocket. So after every prayer, look at these words and their translations. They will bring to you the meanings. And by the way, we will put the soft copies on the website. So if you want to make a bigger A3 size poster, put it on your fridge or something. Yeah, so give to the sisters as well. Inshallah. So this grammar table, put it on your fridge or something that you keep on seeing every day. So don't forget, Ramadan is coming. Really, this is a gift. If you take this, you've already, you know, covered almost 50% of the Quran, the Quranic words. If you have done this properly, we have covered 125 words in this course. Now, these are those words which are the most frequently occurring one. So go back, it's only 125 words occur in Quran about 40,000 times. That's about 50%, more than 50% of the Quran. So it means that when you next time stand for Taraweeh, you should be able to understand 50% of the Quran, Quranic words. I mean, start picking up things. But you, obviously you need to do some practice to, you know, be proficient. And the best way to be proficient is teach it to others. At least teach it to one or two persons, brother. Literally, I mean, I'm saying this to you. I got really demotivated in the middle of the course, if you like, you know, because of the low numbers and so on. But then I thought that the point is that this is like, I took it as a trainer course. So, you know, even if four brothers, three brothers, you know, brothers and sisters have learned something, that's good. Inshallah, keep multiplying, you know. Keep teaching it to others, two, three people. And, you know, there are so many out there who don't understand. And this is very, very unfortunate, you know. 95%, more than 95% of the Muslims are non-Arab. And this is a book of guidance. We don't understand. 99% of those 95 don't understand anything. I mean, even within Arabs, they don't know the Fusha. Yeah, so not everyone knows the Fusha. Fusha is the language of the Quran. So their language has changed over time. But anyways, inshallah, keep continuing. I'm just going to request you, inshallah, to make dua for the people who actually initiated this course, who made this course happen. I just delivered it to you. Also, the brothers who organized this here in the masjid, make dua for them. You know, this is the best you can do, inshallah. And finally, for myself as well, I'm no way a scholar, I'm nothing, but it's, you know, I just tried to convey whatever I learned, inshallah, in the best possible way. And I'm pretty sure that I have made many mistakes, and it was not perfect, but inshallah, if you have learned something, just make dua for me, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us, and inshallah, give me the tawfiq to, you know, keep going ahead, inshallah, keep pushing. Now, these are 19 lessons, brothers. We finished short course 1. I don't know if we'll be able to do short course 2, literally. But if you are interested, since you brothers have been, brothers and sisters have been very, very regular throughout this, I would suggest you go to the Understand Quran website, subscribe to them. It's only very, like, you know, even you can subscribe for $10 a month or something like that. Or you pay $100 once and then you get the full subscription. But if you have any issues, let me know, and I'm more than happy to help you in getting the subscription. You start doing short course 2 on your own. This is my suggestion, inshallah. And then the final, which is the whole Quran. They're building it up, because it's not completely available yet. But after doing the first two short courses, you should be able to understand about 70 to 80% of the Quran, inshallah. Yeah. So keep continuing, don't stop yourself, don't waste this knowledge that you have gained. Apply it, keep reading Quran, and I hope that it will increase your love for the Quran, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all of our sins and the mistakes that we have done in this conducting this course, and accept it from us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.